Pope Benedict was met at the confines of Vatican City State by a special government delegation led by Italian Foreign Minister Gianfranco Fini. From St. Peter's Square, a motor cavalcade escorted the Pope across the Tiber River and through the streets of Rome's historic centre to Piazza Venezia, at the heart of the city. The Pope travelled in an open-topped Mercedes, and despite the strong sun and high temperatures, Romans and tourists alike lined the streets to cheer their Pope as he passed. At the monumental altar to the nation, Pope Benedict was greeted by Rome's mayor, Walter Veltroni, and from there he was led to the summit of the Quirinal Hill and the presidential residence, flanked by 20 mounted Italian guards, resplendent in full dress uniform. This morning's meeting between Pope Benedict and the Italian president was their third. The last meeting was May 3rd, when Ciampi became the first head of state to officially visit the Pope in Vatican City upon his election. After his arrival at the palace, the Holy Father was greeted by a full military salute, complete with a raising of the flags of both states, indicating Pope Benedict's official welcome to Italian territory. Before beginning talks, a moment was taken for prayer and reflection. President Ciampi led the Holy Father to the Pauline Chapel, a sister church to the Vatican's Sistine Chapel, built when the Quirinale Palace was the official papal residence of Rome. After this, in the Hall of Honours, the Holy Father presented President Ciampi with an antique mosaic of the Virgin from the Vatican Museums. Then, in the opening address, Ciampi spoke of the great sense of pride and participation the Italian people feel at the presence of the Holy See in the Eternal City.
Santità. Nell'accoglierla con gioia nel palazzo del Quirinale.
Italy and the Vatican are united in their efforts to face global problems such as indifference and injustice, he said, describing their relationship as a model of harmonious cohabitation. We share fundamental values, he added, respect for the dignity and rights of each human person.
Dei presidenti emeriti e dei rappresentanti.
Italy is aware of its Christian roots, concluded the Italian president, and it is the Christian heritage that unifies Europe. The Italian people believe that the full union of Europe is not an historical accident, but a result of its Christian heritage. Pope Benedict thanked the president for his kind words and took up the discourse on Europe. He said Italian culture is profoundly Christian in its essence, and that it was his deepest wish the Italian people jealously guard this heritage, nurturing it for a future that is worthy of its past.
Ho la gioia di ricambiare oggi la visita.
Pope Benedict commented on Italy's vital input into the future of the Union, and he urged the authorities present to help fellow Europeans rediscover their Christian roots and values. Indeed, social values, most importantly the value of human life and the family, were the principal themes in the Holy Father's address.
Intendo alludere al problema della tutela della famiglia.
The Church cannot remain silent on issues which are in essence of universal importance to the promotion of the human person, he said. The will of God is written in the nature of the human being, and it is in the human person that the Church sees society's primary good above and beyond all other goods.
Confido.
Therefore, continued the Pope, it is essential that human life is placed first and foremost and that it is protected from its conception to its natural end. The Pope urged Italian legislators in this regard to continue striving for common good, offering human solutions to human problems.
Con questi sentimenti, su tutti, invoco la benedizione di Dio, a portatrice di ogni desiderato bene.
And with this final message, Pope Benedict ended the 8th official visit by a pontiff to the Italian Republic, the first official foreign state visit of his own pontificate.